Well, our moms think we're funny.
I hate them.
Yeah, yeah.
And even my hate is gray.
That's why I think it'd be funny for us to...
I think I think what you really want to do is just cripple my life to the point that I can never do anything again because this would somehow get spread everywhere and people wouldn't know me. Is that who I think it is? I know you got your whole like blindness shit on, but
well, it's not something I can just turn off. I don't want to live like this, Dirk.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You're one of those people that wants to use that the constant grind. I don't know. You want to chang everything. That's exactly what you are.
Sorry, I have changnesia.
You got a comnesia.
It makes me forget faces.
But it looks like Cleavon Little. Sheriff Bart.
Oh, yeah. What? Maybe.
Doesn't say that, but it looked like when I went by it, kind of like, I was like, that looks like him. 1973? I don't know, but maybe, it looked like him.
Maybe he changed his name to Carol Baker.
But now I hate him. Well, no, because he didn't bother going through and being like, oh, let's change everything over now. You know, Carol Baker doesn't exist. Now I'm Cleavon Little. My name is Cleavon Little, and I am proud to... You know, but shit, no, now I'm all lost.
Night child.
I saw this chick here. Her.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as I saw her face and I saw her eyes, I was like, oh, yeah, her.
We've seen her in other stuff.
Yeah, she's, well, we saw Bart this movie, didn't do a last watch on it because we were trying to let it get at, like, leave our head.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She was the cop that teamed up with the weird Indian chick. And the girl with the big boobs to go fight the island with the guy from Phantasm. And, they were getting all the women and were doing it. Cause it was it starts off with the Chinese guy's store being robbed and ninja showing up and killing the cops and stuff. And her brother was a cop, but they don't call her till like the day after.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's her.
God, she's so cute, though.
Yeah.
She's got, like, that very slightly crossed eye, and it's like,
Yeah. I like girls with crossed eyes, because then when she goes down on me, it looks like I have two dicks. And I mean, and while that's not, like, making it bigger, at the same time, though, right? And it's like, you know, I don't know. It just is.
I don't know. Some chicks make it look, real cute, and then you get chicks like Barbara Streisand where they just look like they're off the set of Spaceballs.
I was about to make a joke.
Who made that man a gunner? Sorry, sir, I'm trying my best.
I was about to make a joke about Barbara Streisand and like her facial features, but then I was like, oh, some people take that being anti-Semitic and everything, so I was like, you know, I'm not going to, but so.
I think we're like just anti-Semitic enough to be funny.
I mean,
I think that's it with like all of our racism. It's like only in so much as it's funny. We're not hate mongering. It's just funny.
Yeah, but like right now, it's bear down for midterms. You know, like and right this like a month ago, maybe 2 months from now, maybe. But right now, it's bear down for midterms. I cannot make a barber structure joke right now. It's bear down for midterms, and you know that.
We're going through the dance steps and we hit the sign. It's a Hamas party!
I thought it was supposed to be hummus. I thought the A was like pronounced like a U. I put the two dots over it. You never put two dots over an A. Is that how that works?
Bear down for hummus!
Okay.
That's where I got that from.
Oh. You will be the death of me. And I had no problem with that as long as you're right there with me. You cannot be the death of me long distance. That's not fair.
I think my favorite Garrett moment in the entire thing, besides like the whole incest episode, My favorite Garrett moment in all of Community is when they're doing the puppets as like a group therapy thing. And Garrett comes running in and he's like, Dean, the cafeteria's on fire. And the Dean just goes, not now, Garrett! Which I guess isn't really a Garrett moment. It's a Dean moment. Yeah. But
So, The Night Child, the description here is, a family is rocked to their core when a filmmaker's father's daughter, wow, that's just complex already. A filmmaker father's daughter is given a medallion that possesses her with a dead murderess when she wears it.
Oh, fuck, it's the Sonichu story.
So, I just have a very simple, like, solution to this.
Take the goddamn medal off.
Thank you. Just like, you know, with the, what's that fucking stupid doll I can't stand?
I mean, which one? There's a lot.
Teddy Ruxpin. That, oh, no, the other stupid doll. Annabelle. Oh, but we can't do anything with the blah, 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 because the doll, we can't destroy it in the spirit. Well, then you put it in a box, you fill it up with concrete, and you toss it in the fucking ocean. Problem solved. But no, what do? You put it on display and treat it like it's happy fun ball. Don't taunt it. Don't look at it. Don't take pictures of it and everything. Don't ask it for a selfie. And like, don't fucking put it on display. Again, yeah, if I put orange juice on the table and then a jar of acid on the table and everything and say, you know, one's orange juice, one's acid, but don't drink out of either one of them. Eventually someone's going to drink out of the one to be like, you're full of shit.
Yep.
So like, fuck you. Anyway, speaking of fuck you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you a question. Now, and I'm not going to bring your like sex life or lack thereof into context at all.
Thanks.
But
appreciate you.
Well. Yeah. But I know for you, much like me, you know, it's been, let's say, at least a week since you've engaged in sexual congress, right? with another person.
It's been
since you went down on me and crossed your eyes and said, "That's where you up, me." But
3 days since you touched my balls, still haven't cleaned the spunk off the walls, man. it has been a minute. Not due to lack of game, just due to having bigger things to worry about.
Ain't nothing bigger to worry about than my dick.
This dick.
And that's, you know, I think that I know a lot of people like these guys are just full of shit. They just use an excuse because they can't get laid. I mean, but you know, we've got things to worry about that, you know, that in some cases, like, yeah, I could do this. Or I could, you know, do that, but, like, if I do this and get this thing taken care of, it'll take me a little bit of time, but once I do that, though, then I'm gonna get all of the ass that I want, right? You know, so, right. You know.
Cause, like, realistically, the only way I could make it work now is if it was somebody who had the wherewithal to be, like, he's gonna pump and go. Like, no interaction after this, lose my fucking number. And there's not a lot of people out there interested in that.
Yeah, I mean, and
so it's easier for me to just bear down for midterms.
And you know, the other part of that is like, I don't want to just pump and go because I'm going to want to do this again in like 2 or 3 weeks, right?
Well, I mean, if it's good, sure.
Well, if it's a pump and go, it doesn't really matter. Like, I'm getting mine and, you know, I would say I feel sorry for you, but I'll give you $5 extra to just deal with it. That and a sponge. But. I don't want to have to like go through the whole process of finding someone else and vetting him and all this other kind of stuff, right, you know, right. when I'm, it's time again. So if we can just like, we can just establish a, you know, an agreement. Okay, this is how it's going to work. Yada, yada, yada. You know, like if it's like, okay, but you know, it's going to cost you a lobster dinner. Fine. Okay. You know, a lobster dinner to get this every 3 weeks. Yeah. It's not bad.
You know, I could see, like, setting up, like, and I mean, obviously it's not going to work with our current laws and all that, but, you know, like, a DoorDash for sex.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
isn't that just Tinder?
No, because then that's having to, like, set up dates and shit, man, and swiping. I mean, just, like, here's the menu of people. It's like, okay, I want Susan to give me a quickie in the closet.
See, I was thinking about like a Dick, you know, like Dick and Dash, like yep, hit it and I'm gone.
Dick and Dash.
Hordash. That's what they call it. Hordash.
Nobody steal this. This is copyrighted.
Well, you know, we've said it. We've put it out here. So yeah. Now it technically is copyrighted.
Yeah, yeah. Like, as soon as we air the podcast, that is publication.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah, Hordash. As soon as prostitution is legal, we got this.
Well, you know what? It's legal in Nevada.
That's true.
So we could actually start putting this in place in Nevada.
We could. We could. We should do that.
Yeah. So it'll be really weird for like you to be the creator and founder of Hordash and me with the Church of Redemptionism and be like, how are these guys friends? It was just like Larry Flint and you know what's his fuck, you know? So like yeah, like you know we'll be friends for a while and you know
for a while.
Yeah, we'll be friends for a while. But then you know I will eventually have to denounce you because I will succumb to my sins because you made it so easy for me to just ding dong, Hordash.
Convenient, yeah. Yeah, you know, and it's like, you know, it's late at night. You kind of got that case of the hornies.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, gee, well, you know, I could go out to the street corner or I could just Hordash.
Right. And because you, my best friend, made it so easy for me to give in to my temptations. Like, dude, you took advantage of me. You took advantage of me, and that's not right.
Oh, shit. So, I mean, I'll give you, like, a family discount.
See, again, you're making it easier for me to come to... If anything, you should charge me more, right? That way, I won't give in, you know? But when I do, though, of course, you'll get more money, right? But instead, you're like, no, it's cool. So what? So you got to spend another, like, couple hundred years, right? You're redeeming yourself, but, you know, as you believe, you're going to make it to heaven eventually, right? So, like, yeah, what the hell, right? Why not enjoy yourself here on Earth? So
founder of Redemptionism and, owner and CEO of Sex 2.0.
it's been a moment or two since either one of us have really kind of engaged in. And we're somewhat cool with that, you know, as cool as, we want to be.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because if it really meant that much to us, we could obviously just like, if I need to bust one, I could go and do a million of the things that other people do on a regular basis if it meant that much to me. But let me say, at your absolute weakest moment, you know, cause we have those moments where, you know, of course there's a whole post-nut clarity, right? You know, we've got those weak moments where we're like, for some reason, it's just the right time of day. Everything falls into alignment to work against you and you make bad decisions. At your worst decision, at your worst moment, you know, when like the moon is in its like full apex or whatever it is. And you're being hit with that, you know, with that uncontrollable desire. What's the worst decision you think you would make? Like, how low on your scale would you go?
I mean, probably the worst, given my current situation, the worst would be getting that pipe laid by being like, oh yeah, no, we can date. We'll be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm.
I think that's about as bad as it gets.
I can see that being like, kind of like, you know, we're like, why wouldn't we have sex with someone if we were married? Well, you know, we can get engaged. You know, like, yeah.
Well, it's like when Dennis is trying to lay the waitress and she's like, no, I'm just going to go to bed. And he's like, wait. I love you. Really? It's like, yeah, I love you. Like, that to me is like, that's way worse than, like, maybe making, like, a sketch decision where it's like, I guess I could beat off to this one time.
Okay. Now, I know this is going to be really, really crossing a line, right? Like, really, really crossing a line. Okay. So, here it is. You're at your absolute, like, you're at that moment where you're like, unfortunately, you can't even think about, like, This is just a moment in time where, like, I feel like this, but I know that will pass. that you can't even rationalize that. You're like, ah, I got to, right? And you find yourself with two choices. These are the only two choices you have, right?
Okay.
Like, you just, this is like, you're like, so you're at that point where like, I'm not thinking clearly at all. And you're presented with two choices. Like, a woman that's maybe a little bit older, than you prefer and doesn't really quite hit any of your, like, acceptable marks, right? Or
well, that's gonna have to be pretty damn old, dude.
Or her granddaughter, who will be 18 in 3 days. Oh, well, and it's super hot.
You already know the answer to that.
The old woman?
Yeah.
So how like old would she have to be to for you to not?
I mean, in that case, if we're talking about me just like needing to, just needing a hole to stick it in,
mm-hmm.
then, I mean, it would just have to be that she would have to be legal. Like, I mean, you already know I would not be interested in dating anybody younger than like 25.
Yeah, but well, like I said, you're talking 3 days. Like, it's almost like a negligible amount. Like, let's say you're a crew, so you're in international waters, right?
International waters.
Yeah.
The issue with it is,
and well, it not, not I'll say not, look, I'll make it even a little bit easier, right? It's not even 3 days. It's like 1 day, but the ship is kind of caught in like a whirlpool, so it keeps going around in a circle. So like as it
over
crosses
the time zone.
Right, it keeps going back and forth over the time zone. So she's legal, she's not legal. She's legal, she's not legal. She's legal, she's not legal. Right.
So the problem here is kind of like with like stuff we've talked about with like copyright laws and things like that. The only way for it to be safe is if it is like unfairly skewed towards the law side. So it's like, we don't have like a big following or anything, but we have eyes that are on us publicly,
right?
Like as content creators, even if it is only 30 or 40 people per episode, we have eyes on us. So the only way for me to be safe is to unfairly skew things towards the extremities of legality. And I say that as an anarchist, where it's like, sure, I mean, that, like, from a morality perspective, morally, I don't see an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like her brain is going to develop significantly more in 3 days.
Right.
But...
Or she's like, you know, 3 days ago, like, I really did not have the sense to really be able to make a decision like that. Like, really?
Right.
What happened between then? Like, a nuclear bomb dropped?
And I mean, really, like, if you're looking at it from the scientific side of things, the brain isn't fully developed until 25 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what, you know, 3 days off from 18 or 3 days past 18 doesn't really matter.
No, not really.
But as somebody who it's like, the podcast puts us in at least some element of public visibility. My comics put me in at least some element of public visibility. And we are in a day and age where people are getting their entire careers obliterated because they made a racial joke 15 years ago.
Well, should we made one 15 minutes ago?
Exactly. But like, I mean, like that is just the one fucking thing that like you're not gonna bounce back from. Like, oh, he knew, and he's using the classic whirlpool excuse. And then like,
is that a classic excuse? Because I didn't know I could use that.
typical. Oh. Everybody uses the whirlpool excuse in international waters.
I'll just be like, I don't recall. Did you engage sexual congress with this woman? I don't recall. if you're worried about saying something in the podcast is going to be used against you later, I mean, we're already like sexist, racist. I think being a pedophile, or, you know, wouldn't really like stand up against any of the rest of that stuff either. I mean, like you would be, you like, we have offended so many people right now. We're like, we're like, like the legal, like Mr. Burns. Like, it's all bottleneck. Like, everybody wants a piece of us at one time. We're fucking John Constantine of the legal system. Like, you know, you can't get him until I get my fill.
No. I mean, no. I think I spelled it out pretty bluntly there. From a morality perspective, I don't think that would matter. From a cover my ass perspective, I'm going to cover my ass.
She can do that. She's not quite 18 yet. She doesn't know what she's doing. You can just tell that's a part of sex. If you can just cover my ass with your tongue.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, so because you kind of like refuse to help me segue into this podcast, I'll just go ahead and put
sorry.
It out there. No, you're not. So, article here. Wisconsin teacher, 75.
I forgot this was the episode we were doing.
Oh, did you forget? Sure you did.
I'm having to like recontextualize my brain because we're just kind of starting the recording without doing introductions. We've done that for the past couple of recordings.
Well, that's because you don't tell me when you start.
Well, yeah, because you said, I kind of like it when you just hit record and we just carry on a conversation for a bit.
But you still have to let me know that you did hit record, though. That's a big part of that, though. So eventually I'd be like, oh, hey, let's go ahead and get started here.
We are 20 minutes in.
That's much longer than that last net check. Either the grandmother or the granddaughter. The sad thing is, I probably last longer with the grandmother because I would not be enjoying. Like, I don't like this. Like, it's hard for me to get off because I don't. This is not fun for me, and you're kind of skanky.
I don't know. Grandma knows some tricks.
Anyway. Wisconsin teacher, 75, gets 10 years for repeatedly sexually assaulting 14-year-old boy in school basement. This is not a humorous topic, right? But.
I mean.
But. So, this woman, I'm just going to call her Miss A, right? So, Miss A, kept up a,
Don't dox her. She's a pedophile, for God's sake.
I don't care about that. I just don't feel like giving her attention by constantly saying her name, you know?
What is her address?
And it's like, okay there, Willie Horton. And he goes, stop saying my name. Okay, I'll stop saying your name, Willie Horton. I wish I could actually find that SNL sketch for you, which is so funny because it is based on a real guy named Willie Horton, who was a real criminal that was released out of, was released from prison because of overcrowding, who then went out and attacked, you know, robbed somebody, and I think he killed somebody and everything. And, but it's an SNL sketch with Phil Hartman and Chris Rock, and I forget who played Willie Horton, but Chris Rock's character keeps saying the guy's name, like, when I just said my name, he goes, I won't say your name anymore, Willie Horton.
isn't that next movie over a Scott Shaw film?
Yeah, it's
Hell Comes
to Frogtown with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
I love Rowdy Roddy Piper.
So, yep, Donald G. Jackson. And I don't think Scott Shaw is in this one, but he does follow up with like the Frog Warrior and stuff like that. So he kind of takes over Roddy Piper's role.
You always remind me of my kids. do you have kids? No more.
So Ms. A. Kept up a virtuous masquerade in a calculated attempt to conceal her predatory tendencies. I mean, don't we all do that, though?
Right? I mean, sure, yeah.
I mean, I don't walk around with a shirt that says, I want to fuck half the women I see, you know? And the other half only if the first one say no. I mask that shit, man.
It wasn't Jenna Ortega. It was somebody. It was some like film or movie in a similar vein where like she was playing a high schooler even though she was in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And Camelot looked it up and he was like, oh, she's actually 25 here. And I was like, oh, thank God. She's so friggin' hot. She's so hot. And he was like, so knowing that she's 25 makes her hotter? I was like, yes!
Yes!
Yes, because now I can actually admit that I find her attractive.
Now I can just openly say, oh man, she's hot, as opposed to just saying it in my head and just being like, oh. And you wonder, at the same time, you wonder, like, anybody else think she's attractive and just don't want to say? Because then, like, it would make me feel better about myself.
Because, like, she's playing a high schooler. It's like the whole character interaction is like, I'm your mother. You're only 16. It's like,
Yeah. I will say, we're like, you know, going off topic here, but I will say it's the funniest thing if you're like, if not even if you're watching porn, if you're just out there at a site and you're seeing like a bunch of different like movies listed and you see like actress B, right? And, in some kind of like MILF thing where like stepmom, like, you know, like does whatever. And then you, like, you go down, like, two or three videos, and you see actress B again, right? And then it's, like, young girl that's like, wait a minute, is she a stepmom and a MILF, or is she a young girl? Like, yeah. Like, it's like, and you're like, well, this one was, like, released after this one, so, like, like, the stepmom was released first, and then the other was released after that, so... Hey, right. This is one of those things where, like, well, this particular video was shelved for a while because the Adult Film Studio didn't know if they wanted to release it. And, you know, there's a big write-in campaign and they finally just went and put it out there. But yeah, so, she wasn't in MILF just yet. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I watch MILF porn, I actively look to see if I can find a Caesarean scar or some stretch marks or anything. Okay, this is authentic. I feel better about that now. I look up and it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, she, like last year, she didn't make any movies for about 9 months. Oh, okay. She gets the MILF, bing, seal of approval. It turns out she was in prison for drugs, but what do you mean? Whatever.
Turns out it's not a C-section scar. That's just where she got shanked.
Yeah. She had her appendix taken out and the doctor had shaky hands. She looks like your mom, dude. Technically, I'd make her your mom, too. Whatever. Okay, so a former Wisconsin teacher has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for repeatedly sexually assaulting a teenage boy in the basement of a private Baptist school. So the fact that she was molesting this boy, like, that's not funny. That's bad, and it's sad, and it's shameful. But at the same time, I'm like, it was over and over again. In the basement of a private Baptist school, like, you know, I'm like,
Jeffrey, get back here. This is why you keep getting molested.
But like, Jeffrey? And it's like, shh, to the basement with you. Like, wait, and then no one understands, but like, why do we have to keep going to the basement? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be that student, but shouldn't the basement be off limits to students? Do you want to go to the basement too? I mean, no, well, you're not handsome enough. Wait, now that just answers more questions. I'm sorry, Mrs. A. either stop playing so much Xbox or anything, or just shut the fuck up.
You just got bad skin, Petey.
So, like, why in the basement? And there's going to be more questions I'm going to have about, like, how this happened.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Okay, so, Ms. A, 75, initially faced a maximum of 624 years behind bars. Ms. A, 75, like, okay, let's just do the math here, right? Ms. A, 75, you know, theoretically speaking, like, 25 should probably be the max we should shoot for, but to be fair, I'm thinking 15 would probably do it, right? She's 75. She's 75. Like,
I think that it's a stretch that she would live to be 100. But I think at that point, it's like, if you live to be 100, maybe a little bit of leniency. Because, like, even if you're the worst kind of criminal, like, let's say that you're just, like, a Jeffrey Dahmer-level serial killer, and you're in jail until you're 100 years old, it's not like you're going to be able to get out and start killing again.
Right.
Like, you're gonna
or molesting again.
Or molesting again. It's like, you know, and really, and I mean, I say this is one of the most, like, violently brutal people towards child molesters. Like, if you
or
get
anybody
out,
else.
Or anybody else, yeah. But it's like, if you get out there at the age of 100 and you can somehow pull that off, it's like, goddamn, this guy's determined.
I was actually gonna say the same thing. Like, if you, FP2.
Yeah.
So I was gonna say, if you, at age 100, are able to get out there and go back to killing or molesting, I'm gonna say you kind of earned it. Like that's your pass. That's your pass right there. Like I don't know how they're able to do it, but I mean, and on your own without help.
No. I mean, you can't just pay a bunch of hoodlums to help you. And it's like, no. I mean, if you're
get her, Grandpa, get her.
But yeah, no. I mean, it's like if you make it to the age of 100 and they let you out of jail and you manage to get back in your ice cream truck. Circling the schools again. It's like, god damn, he must really love what he does.
We've got a discount for like such brave, strong, and handsome little boys like you. We ain't got all the flavors: vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, dick,
some special pistachio in the bag.
What was that last one? Pistachio.
I got a real special popsicle for you here in the truck. Why don't you climb on in?
Now,
close your eyes and open your mouth.
Now, we don't want your parents finding out that you had ice cream before dinner, so I'm not going to give it to you because I want you to end up leaving the wrapper or the stick somewhere behind. So just, I'm going to stick it through this hole in the face.
Bet you never had a meat-flavored popsicle before, have you, Sonny?
It's chock full of protein.
Like coughs, dust goes flying off of him.
That's what I'm gonna do. The next time I get to have a nice threesome, me, a girl, and another girl, like the girl and I'll be there to be like, choose your protein, like me or her. Okay, so on October 27th, Monroe County Circuit Court judge handed down the decade-long sentence to Ms. A. After her release from prison, she will be supervised by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections for 15 years. So she's 75. After serving her 10 years at 85, she will then be supervised for the next 15 years, provided she makes it out of prison, and then we're going to sit there and watch her ride her little rascal, her scooter, to the drugstore and to Walmart and everything. Is that really a good use of our time? Really?
I mean, that's a lot of taxpayer money.
Right. To monitor someone for 15 years at the age of 85 to make sure that they don't continue to molest. Are you going to let her go back to her old job? Because that seemed to be how she was able to get away with that, right?
Yeah.
The school, the basement. I mean, other than that, I think she's kind of lost everything that makes that possible. Like, for example, Freddy Krueger, you know, he had access to the kids. He had an abandoned boiler room in some abandoned factory. If you demolish the factory, kind of seems like that would solve the problem, right? Like I really want to kill kids, but I don't have a place to take them. So, I mean, not to say he should do some time on top of that, but I'm just saying, like, he does some time, you demolish the factory, right? So then he's like, oh, damn, I don't really have that place was so good. It was like right around the corner from my house. There's another factory, but it's on the other side of town. And, you know, like, and the kid's gonna be whining, like, you said we could have ice cream. And then he's gonna get to my house, I'll just kill him before I get to the factory. But then it takes away all the fun because I can't torture him. Like, you know what? I'm just, until there's a more convenient way, I'm just gonna stop killing kids. You know? I'm just like, you know, it's kind of how we do things, right? So I'm like, okay. So April of 2022, Ms. A was accused by authorities. I like to say accused by authorities if no one ever else stepped up. It's like, we think you've been doing this. No one said you were, but, you know, you had a feeling.
I mean, I like to think she was accused by the kid she was diddling.
You would like to think, but, I mean, you know, like, yeah. Apparently not. By the police. The police, you know, accused her. Accused by authorities of forcing the 14-year-old student to repeatedly engage in sex during school hours throughout the 2016-2017 academic year. I like to say academic year to make sure that they know that she gave him the summers off. Like the academic year.
Enjoy your summer. Make sure to watch some porn so you learn some stuff.
I'm be thinking about you all during Christmas break. You give my gift when we get back. Wink. I have to say wink because I can't really close my eye completely because I'm 75 years old. And this is where I have to ask questions. Not saying anything about anybody in particular. I'm certainly not calling out the poor boy who has suffered something horrendous because of all of this, right?
Right.
I'm not saying that, you know, that he's not a victim, because he is. I mean, even if he had agreed to it, right, because he was just so damn horny at 14, the first time he stuck his dick in a 75-year-old, you knew he regretted it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he convinced himself up until that point, he's like singing Lonely Island in his head. But as soon as he slid in there, he's like, no. No. But then at that point, you just can't pull out and run, right? What if she tells all the other people at the senior community? I mean, what if she tells your grandpa, What if, what if she tells the other kids in school? Because, that's the threat that people make. And you never think about the fact, she'd have to admit that she let me stick my dick in her and that, she knows I'm underage. Like, you don't think about that stuff. You just think about, what if they say all these things? So, like, once he put in there and he realized it was a mistake, he was like, I don't have a choice but to continue following through and then never do this again. And he was like, I never Daddy, I do not want to have sex anymore. That came out all wrong. That sounded really bad. But you know what I mean. That ruined him for sex for the rest of his life.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not trying to call him out because, he suffers some indignities. But at the same time though, it says here, forcing a 14-year-old student to repeatedly engage in sex during school hours. So,
I mean, maybe he is a real runt and hasn't had his growth spurt, and she's like one of them land whale 74-year-olds.
She's not, because we got a picture of her. Remember? We showed that picture?
I didn't see her.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she looks mean, but she doesn't look strong and hardy.
She does not.
She definitely doesn't look like something I would want to have sex with.
No, not at all. I mean, well, she's in Wisconsin, so that kind of like explains some of that look there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, there's gotta be a poll somewhere. It's these states in America have the hottest 75-year-old women. Florida would not be one. They'd be overly tanned, right?
Yeah, get that leathery skin going on.
Yeah, that would not work for me.
I imagine California would have to have the hottest 74-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm thinking California probably would be one. Maybe Nevada, but then I'm also kind of putting Nevada as like just the Pacific Coast version of Florida.
Yeah. New York's probably got some.
Yeah, I bet there's probably some really good ones up in that the Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine area.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Like clean air, clean living.
Yeah, and plus, they've got money. Those are money areas too. Yeah. So probably a little too much makeup and perfume, but they're not like a big sagging bag of wrinkles. they don't look like your arm after you accidentally spilled Elmer's glue on it. And it dries. Like they don't look like that.
So it sounds like what we need to do is like a road trip of like fucking senior citizens in every state to see which ones have the best ones.
I don't see why we can't get a grant for that.
I mean, we should be able to.
I mean, they give grants for everything else. It is research. It is scientific.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then afterwards, we'll sell it to like one of those those shitty ass news services like BuzzFeed or something.
BuzzFeed. Top 10 states with the hottest seniors you didn't know about.
Oh, man. Then we can give a list of like the best place to pick them up and everything. You would think that the town's church like bingo parlor would be crawling with them, but that's not where the hot ones hang out. So
believe it or not, in Nevada, it's the Buc-ee's right off the interstate. That's right.
But they don't call it Buc-ee's; they call it, well,
Turns out somebody vandalized the sign, changing the B to an F.
All you have to do is go to the back door and give the old person a knock. Tap, tap. Wait 45 seconds because you forgot what you were doing, and then tap again. I'm assuming, and they don't want to say anything, that he was one of those kids that they're on like the crutches, right? So he's not in a wheelchair, right? So he works from the waist down, but he can't really get away.
No, I didn't think about the kid being disabled. Oh, no.
So I'm that, because otherwise.
Now I'm just picturing Timmy from South Park.
Classy. So, because otherwise, I don't understand how a 14-year-old could not fight off a 75-year-old. Or why he would repeatedly go to the basement with her. Like, what is going on in this Baptist school in the basement?
I mean, the Baptist thing makes it all make sense, but,
I've sinned again there, little Tommy. I need you to baptize me with your love. Wash it all away.
I mean, I've seen some shit from the Baptist side of things.
But my point is, like, why is going to the basement a regular part of things? That should be off limits to everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that should not be a regular part of that. Like going to the.
I would think no matter how, like, brainwashed or manipulated or whatever, or desensitized or groomed to it you are. I'm pretty sure after like 40 or 50 times you realize, you know what, I can fight this bitch.
Yeah. Or like, again, like the first time she says, well, you know, and here's the other part of it. It says here, in sex during school hours. Yeah, so was it after school? Was it before school? It was during school. Like, was it, like, you ever wonder why Timmy doesn't join us at lunch sometimes? Always down in the basement with Mrs. A. Why? Like, why? Like, we're not allowed down in the basement. Have you ever, like, asked him to go down in the basement? He just, like, crawls up in a fetal position and cries. Huh. They must be making him, like, organize books. It's during school hours. Like, that does not sound strange to anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, you don't have to reach out of a mirror and grab yourself and be like, we just had sex with Mrs. A down in the basement. Does that sound fine? Like, no. Dude, I mean, this isn't even a red flag. This is like a rocket's red glare. Like, this, like, yeah, shit shooting up out of the, like, I don't get that at all. And apparently, like, no one else questioned it? Like,
well, I mean, it's a Baptist church. So, you know, if there was ever any kind of accusation about that, then you've got all these frumpy, like, three-piece suit wearing, beehive hairdo having motherfuckers being like, I know Sister A, and I happen to know that she would never molest a young child.
Okay, and that's fair. If that's how you feel, and you believe that because you've known Sister A for so many years, right? Then you say, Sister A, why were you and Timmy down there in the basement during school hours? And she needs to give you a really good reason.
Well, I cannot ask her about that because that would be giving credence to gossip.
No, it's
and
just
asking. And the good Lord above hates gossip.
No, it's just asking, hey, we're paying, you're still on the clock during school hours, right? You should have been in your classroom preparing for, like, the next day or grading papers, not down with Timmy in the basement working on, were you working on the boilers? Were you, like, doing an archaeological dig?
I don't know that she was down in the basement with Timmy. I know them papers is getting graded, so she must be doing her job.
Mm-hmm.
How would she have time?
Yeah, Timmy hasn't turned in a test in like 4 years, but he's got an A on everything. And I know she says he's a stars, but they look like S's to me. Well, so it's like A plus and an SS. Like, that doesn't make any sense at all to me.
Well, I always assumed that Timmy couldn't read and she would do the tests orally with him.
People can't see your neck movements there when you said orally.
You forget I've had some bad interactions with Baptists, so.
Right there, folks, that was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give them a hand.